you record these voices. Originally, you did it on tape.
Okay.
And for the first few years of the show, we had some, well, they were just poorer quality renderings because they were on tape for the most part, right?
That's
Yes.
right, yeah. We did originally have the theory that only tape would record these voices. And the reason we thought that was mainly because the working theory on EVP was that it was using the electromagnetic field, that these spirits were using the electromagnetic field to imprint their voices.
Right.
And we figured, well, put two and two together, use magnetic tape, and there you go. So,
In other words, it would be the tape head itself, perhaps,
exactly.
or even the microphone in some way affected, although that could certainly be true now with the you've shifted to digital, what, about, I don't know, a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I'd say it was over a year and a half ago now.
Some of us.
Some of us. Barbara still doesn't like to go back to the go back. Well, she doesn't like to go to digital now at all. In fact, I forced her to buy a digital recorder.
Oh,
She'd only
really?
used it once.
Barbara,
Well,
why do you stay in the past?
oh, I like having my tapes.
Well, you see, you're talking to a guy who uses what are still called cart machines, which could come straight out of a museum. I use them right here, and people laugh at me,
Yeah.
you know. But so I guess I do, in a way, understand. You kind of hang on to things that you get used to.
Yeah, I like having the physical tape.
But there is noise in tape. Inherently, there is noise in tape, and a lot of times what you all are picking up is pretty low level, right?
Yes, that's true.
And it is, a lot of times that is the main problem, is some of these voices, especially on the analog tapes, are embedded in that background tape hiss, which is just so horrible
And
to
so you're
get out.
forced to filter that out. Anyway, here's the deal. With the tapes, you use only brand new tapes, rip the cellophane off, only use the tapes one time, right?
That's correct.
For authenticity, for control purposes, because, if you had a partially erased tape, you might hear a voice that you might conclude is a ghost voice, but there's never been anything ever recorded on these tapes, just so we're clear.
Oh, these
That's
are
correct.
always brand new tapes. In fact, we've been toying with the idea now of taking pictures of Barbara's library of tapes that she has here, just to show people how many tapes we actually do go through.
All right, and
And those are just mine and my husband's.
what kind of recorder do you use, Barbara?
Well, my recorder that I've used over the years finally died. It had a million miles on it, I'm sure.
I bet Brendan smiled.
Yeah, he did. And it's difficult to find a good quality tape recorder anymore. I think they're starting to discontinue them, and
Yes, the
I
world
tried
is
to
changing, but
find.
I'm telling you, Barbara, it's changing.
Yeah, it
You know,
is,
eventually you're going to be pushed into it.
and that's kind of what's happened.
In the
So
meantime, though, what are you using?
I bought the
You're
same.
using the, well, you were until it died, the Iowa TPM 920 is what she was using.
And now?
Now she's using, it's a RCA, I'm not exactly sure what the model number is that she has. It's on the website, though, if you go to our equipment
Okay.
list.
And you?
I use the same exact one that she does now. And that's
But
the
I want
one.
to get a different one. I'm really not very happy with the functions of this one
I
that I
see.
got.
Well, Brendan, I thought you were using digital.
No, this is the digital. The digital that Barbara just bought that she refuses to use is the same
I
one that I'm
see.
using.
I've got you. All right. Now, there must be an internal schism on this subject, and I'm sure you've had long discussions about it, but there is a big difference between tape noise and between digital, which is virtually silent, making any voice you have to bring out much easier to get out and clearer. I remember when I began to suggest it to you, and you both went, "Nah," and then finally you sort of slid into it, but and you found the voices there. Now, is there any difference? And here's where I bet the schism is, in the number of voices that you capture on tape versus those you capture digitally.
I would have to say now, I think we do get more voices from the digital recorder. And I'm not sure if that's because we are getting more voices or it's easier to hear the voices that are there compared to analog recorders where you'll miss a voice every once in a while because the quality is just so crap.
Do you have any view on that, Barbara?
I believe that it's probably, this is just a guess, but I think that the quality is better and it's easier to hear them.
So I wonder what that tells us about how the voices are imprinted, either in a digital medium or on tape. What does that tell us, the fact that they can do either one?
Well,
doesn't the digital, though, still have the electromagnetic?
To a point, I guess. But, you know, I'm thinking now, I'm going along with the theory that somehow these voices are manipulating sound that is already in the atmosphere. And I think that because a lot of the voices we get them when we're actually talking.
With each other.
Or there's some kind of noise that we're creating is when these voices come in. Very rarely have we ever picked up a voice when there is no noise whatsoever.